Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Good morning. Welcome to this week's raining commentary.
It's raining. It's horrible today, isn't it?
It was raining. I just looked out the window and thought, is it not going to get any lighter than this today?
It's dark and rainy. And rather unusually, we're sort of doing tasks today, aren't we, really? Running, it's running and useful, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, this is... I did this morning. I really don't like getting train tickets online.
Right.
It always goes wrong. It's always this really not user-friendly as a scenario.
Right.
So I've got in the habit of running to King's Cross and going to the ticket office and buying them.
All right,
and it's the Easter holidays. The family are all going on holiday on Friday, so I'm
carrying that's what we're going to do.
The family rail card, and yeah,
we're running to get some tickets.
me and Timmy and George are running to the station.
Running to get some tickets, like.
But so we actually ran.
We ran last week.
A long time in Australia. We ran last week. And
then we lost it.
Yeah, because we were in the run-up to the marathon, the recorders have started going, yeah, you know we don't really work that well.
Yeah.
That's good news.
You know, you've relied on us for the last 2 years, and it's been great.
Steve disappeared into his garret for 8 days and just came out going, I'm sorry, guys, I can't save it.
Couldn't fix it.
I couldn't save it.
So we lost one. We lost a podcast, but no one needs to know that. It's fine, isn't it?
No. In a way, because we hadn't seen each other for so long... Yeah. It was a little bit too romantic, wasn't it? We kept...
Yeah. Oh, sorry, bro. Even though we do have the right of
yeah,
way.
Yeah, he should have actually stopped. Sorry, Shmurry.
Why am I apologising to a bloke who's refusing to stop at the...
Zebra crossing.
Yeah.
One wonders.
Yeah.
I can hear him stopping now. He might cycling after us. Clap you around the back
to
of
remonstrate.
The head. I think he was cycling down to remonstrate.
Yeah.
Which is just the other side of the river, isn't it?
Here
so, yeah, because last week it was like, I missed you so much. And you were like, no, are you?
And now we're just over it.
Yeah, totally over it.
But the big news, really, was your part run, PB, wasn't it?
Well, yeah.
Which we can revisit with
I've
interest.
I've got so many runs to tell you about. I mean, you said that in Australia you didn't... we've just gone through our first green bit, by the way. Did you notice that? Newington Green?
Yeah, nice.
It's not bad, this run to King's Cross, I'll tell you. Yeah, because in Australia you didn't get to run outside, did you? It was all treadmills.
It was all treadmills, yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't been... I'm basically on a... 2 week prep for the marathon.
Great.
These next 2 weeks have to be huge.
Well, what about the taper? What you want is a 1 week training.
Two weeks. It's got to be 2 weeks and 1 week taper.
Yeah.
Because I'm in Dubai for the 3 days before the marathon anyway.
It's less than 3 weeks to the marathon itself now. In fact, it's 2 weeks today that you go to the Middle East.
Yes.
And it's also going to be fun for you in Dubai because while you're in... Australia, I got crowned the Comedy King of Dubai.
You did, yes.
Well,
I International got Comedian of the Year
Time
Award.
Out Dubai Award for Best Comedy King. Thank you very much.
We'll take it.
Do I get one of those for that?
I think you get more than that.
Yeah.
I think you get the respect of your comedy peers.
That was exciting because I was sitting at home on a Wednesday evening checking Twitter.
Yeah.
And I got a live tweet from the award saying, and Rob Deering's just one of the awards. Have I? And
I'm not in Dubai.
I know. And I go, well, I would have liked to have taken my trophy from Kelly Brook.
Yeah.
That was not possible. But yeah, instead I just got disgracefully drunk.
How's my house? And how's that been going? How's the boozy?
Well,
the cruisy boozy.
You know, I've really been enjoying training.
Yeah.
And
you've been training hard.
Loads of miles.
Yeah.
And also doing this 16 hours a day fasting.
Yeah.
It feels great. And the one thing that I've been less strict about is the drinking.
Right.
I've been drinking in moderation, but...
But most days.
When I have a big run...
Yeah.
I tend to spend a couple of days kind of... You know, like, for example, I really don't, let's go down the middle of the road. When I say the middle of the road...
This here.
Dear listener, it's a big, spacious dual carriageway with grass down the middle.
Yes.
It's quite nice. It's Petherton Road, former...
One of the great... River.
Lovely spot.
Very nice, yeah.
So,
because you did a 23 mile on Sunday, didn't you?
On Saturday, yeah.
On Saturday, right.
Absolutely. Well, what happened with you? I'll try not to go on about it all day, but in chronological order, you went away.
Yeah.
I went and did another fairly nippy park run down at Hackney Marshes.
Yeah.
It wasn't amazing. It wasn't an incredible time. Partly because there was a bit of a shonky start, so I think everyone lost a few seconds there.
Yeah.
But I got into a race with a... basically, with the woman who was going exactly the same speed as me.
Yeah.
And that was excellent. We were just,
that just
quietly overtaking each other all the way. Which
nice. Yeah.
Really nudges it up.
Just pulled you along.
Although, I still felt like kind of Hugh Grant about it. I just wanted to go, sorry, I'm so sorry. I think I overtaking you. Oh, you're overtaking me back. I'm so sorry.
I actually wrote about that recently.
Right.
I know it's a bit weird, but I actually don't think I race as hard against women as I do against men.
Right. What, yeah, well, that's convenient for you to think that, isn't it? I mean, how do you know that is...
Because I just feel it. I just feel it. I don't know why.
You don't want
I don't
to be being aggressive to them.
I don't know. I think maybe it's just like, I don't see them... Because they're sort of...
So
like old gnarly blokes, I think they're in my category. We're racing. It's all on.
Yeah.
Young lads, I feel... There's some kind of cross-generational thing.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go for it.
Yeah.
And women, I just don't feel that.
I
don't know why. Is it wrong? You're going to tell me that's wrong, aren't you?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know.
But you just hinted at it yourself, that you've been a bit gentlemanly about it.
Yeah, but I don't think it made me go slower. It's just my attitude in my head.
Right. Well, that's part of it, though, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's true. But I don't think, you know, I'm never comfortable racing with anyone. You know, ultimately, the park run, I've got better at using the other people there, male or female, to kind of key off of.
Yeah.
But it's quite a new thing for me to be able to turn around to someone at the end and for us to both know that we were just kind of racing.
That you're giving it a good old race, yeah.
And, and she won that race and she shook my hand, so it was all good.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was great. I mean, when it comes down to it, you know, I have to work it through. The trick is, it's all about people you're going the same speed at, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's really creates an interesting dialogue, and you have to just go with it. But, you know, if it starts getting a bit like football, you know, I don't know. I wouldn't know what to do with that.
No, but racing is aggressive, isn't it?
Well, that's what you say. You see, I don't know what to do with that. I'm not competitive in that way. I mean, I probably am competitive in that way, but I haven't ever developed the
but it's
psychological language.
Yeah, but it's not a direct. It's not directed. It's other people give you a... It makes you faster, doesn't it? You try harder than you would if they weren't there.
Yeah.
You run faster, you confront pain more directly.
Yeah, but none of these things are necessarily aggressive. You said, but it is aggressive.
No, but it requires determination to do that.
Yeah, but is determination aggression? Are they the same thing?
I think they're part and parcel, are they not?
We both have truths. Are mine the same as yours? We both have truths. Is truth unchanging law? Better Jesus Christ superstar there. This is nice. We're in the New River, and they've put out hay bales for the ducks to nest on. It's a very nice spot. It's a bit wingly-wangly. We might end up pushing a stranger into the river. Apart from that, very nice spot.
I've got a very weird, annoying injury.
Ooh.
Not, I've just got a blister.
Right.
I went out for a run without socks last week.
Was it? Oops, why was this?
I don't know. I just thought I won't wear any socks. I don't know why. I wasn't thinking. I didn't
think jet lag.
Didn't strap my shoes up hard enough. And before you know it, I've just got a very painful blister.
Yeah. You know what you needed? Socks.
Yeah, I needed socks. And I'm wearing socks and I've got a plaster, but... And I'm strapping my trainers up tight.
Yeah.
So to avoid the running. But you just feel it. It's just one of those...
Someone said
it's an irritation, isn't it?
Oh, I couldn't do a marathon because I wouldn't want the blisters. And I was thinking, I'm sure you can put yourself in a situation where you don't get blisters.
Yeah, I'll never get blisters.
No.
But I've got a blister.
Yeah. Well, you know,
you need socks.
You need socks.
Yeah, it's just crazy.
Right, what?
Just stupid.
Take us back one more time. So you were about to go.
Yeah, because sometimes I like just not running in socks.
Right.
Because I used to never wear socks.
So you've done it before?
Yeah, I've done it loads of times.
I see, okay.
And it was a new pair of trainers, and I just didn't strap them up tightly enough.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was it. Because
new pair of delicious New Balance trainers.
I tell you what, we're head-to-toeing it, aren't we?
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't you know, what a parcel we received the other day.
Yeah, when Ross says to Joey and friends, did a Porsche puke on you? We're a bit like that now in London Marathon. New Balance
gear. Multicoloured, I'm wearing luminous green trainers.
You're wearing the official New Balance London Marathon trainers. I'm wearing straightforward New Balance running shoes.
Yeah.
Also trainers, just not London Marathon.
Yeah, these are...
You're wearing the London Marathon raincoat. I'm wearing last year's London Marathon tracksuit top. We're both wearing the shorts.
And I'm wearing New Balance leggings as well.
Leggings? What top have you got on?
New Balance t-shirt.
Good to know. Can't be a bit of New Balance.
It's amazing.
But, you know, aside from that, do you know what we really must celebrate? It is so fantastic to get these pictures of people wearing the running commentary tops.
Oh, it's lovely, isn't it?
They genuinely look great.
Yeah.
Look at this. It's a terrapin. Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
it's about spring. They've put a terrapin into the new river. All right, mate.
So
you can see that too, right?
Yeah. So where's he come from then?
Well, they'll be living doors in winter. And then
right, and then they
in.
Release it.
You see them in Clesthill Park. I haven't seen them in Clesthill Park for years.
Wow.
They're really looking after this place. You know, I think they should strike on. There's a baby moorhen as well. I'm not going to stop and get that because they've got to run. But wow, it's good here.
No, it's really nice.
No, so, these pictures...
T-shirts are fab. They're lovely, aren't they?
Yeah, really nice. And people... what I'm really excited about now is the first time I see someone in one.
Yeah.
Which hasn't happened yet. Every time I go into a park, I was running the other day, and I turned turned into Victoria... Watch out for this place. Turned into Victoria Park. And I thought, oh, I wonder if there's someone in here in a running commentary top.
I was really
excited.
He was a funny little runner, wasn't he? He was wearing sort of something quite old-fashioned about his garb, wasn't he?
He wants some sort of Olympics.
Sort of knee. He's like you come off the set of Chariots of Fire, hadn't
I
he?
Just said Olympics instead of the London Marathon, which really messed up what I was saying.
No, it's fair enough. But he was wearing sort of old-school black slip-on plimsolls and sort of like knee-length canvas shorts splashing through the rain.
Yeah, I know a company he should get in touch with.
Yeah, that was great, wasn't it? Because you've been waiting a while, haven't you, for the New Balance parcel?
Yeah.
I've been getting quite a few. So.
Well, that's because we're doing this thing. By the time you hear this, unfortunately, it'll be done. But there's a pre-London Marathon New Balance event at the Running Works called Run to the Beer. And as you can imagine, that is...
They got in touch with us.
Yeah, it just very much sounds like our kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, and that'll be nice. It really is, you know, and it's an ongoing dialogue with the whole running and drinking thing. But that has been interesting because, like I said, I've been training very hard. And it's like I'm accidentally learning to drink in moderation.
Right.
Except when I won that award. You wouldn't describe that as moderation.
But after a, after a long run.
Yeah.
You don't want to get smashed, do you? Because that'll really affect recovery from it. But at the same time, you really want to chill out. It's a tough one to get right.
So I'm going through my litany of exciting runs.
Yeah.
That was about four weekends ago.
Yeah.
And the weekend after that, I went back to Hackney Marshes Park Run.
Yeah.
Got a better start because there was a sort of actual issue for all of us at the start, but also because I was paranoid about that.
Right.
Little parkrun thing, it's wonderful, it's because it's so popular, but you need a bullhorn voice or a megaphone. I think they may have provided those little speakers, and people are like, oh good, I've got a speaker. You know, that's not working.
It's not enough when there's hundreds of people.
600 people there, they're not going to hear that.
Yeah.
And then if those people then stand around talking to their friends at normal volume,
Yeah.
You really aren't going to hear it, which is a shame because that's important stuff. But anyway.
So you got a better start.
Yeah, I got a great start, and it was a different game then because
yeah.
instead of overtaking at the start to find your position in the field.
No, you've got your pace. You've got your pace already, haven't you?
Yeah. Which he knows. Oh, okay. Then you feel really slow, but you think, no, that's just where you're at. Oh, yeah, that's right. And sorry, you've heard this story. Just remember
that's
this.
Right.
This is good. Right on the line there is a guy with a pushchair.
Yes.
You always think, oh, pushchairs are going to be slow, but really, if you're getting a special pushchair and taking it to the park, you're used to taking your tot to high speed.
Yeah, there's a subset of extremely fast pushchair races. They should have a pushchair championship, shouldn't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
There's some really fast pushchairs.
The little boy in this pushchair was so good.
Yeah.
He was wide awake, just sat kind of watching. Didn't really say or do
beep, beep.
Anything yet. His only
coming
commitment
through.
To entertainment for himself was he had a little foam sword.
Right.
Sticking up out of this pushchair. And on the start line, there's a woman in front of him going, I know I won't be making pace if I feel that prong in the upper caboose. But anyway, that was closer to the truth than you think, because I set off past those guys and did the old there and back.
Yeah.
It's really good. That thing is
just a nice course,
and getting to the parkrun a lot of times, you know, so you start to know what to expect from it.
Yeah.
And
do you clock your time when you're running?
No.
So you're going just
on
effort.
I do it all on how it feels.
Right.
And specifically at Hackney Marshes, you got that through the woods, go to the turn, come back through the woods.
Right.
You got that mystery, that bit in the set coming back through the woods. You feel like you're heading for the finish line.
Right.
You have to really remind yourself that it's a lot further.
Yes.
Because the woods are a long way.
Yeah.
And there's the extra hairpin.
Yes.
So the turn back is not the halfway point.
No.
Probably at about 2K.
Yeah.
The turn back. Anyway, let's come back through the woods thinking, okay, good pace. I can tell it's a good pace because now I'm starting to make the effort to hold it, you know?
Yeah.
And then on my right, in my periphery, foam sword comes into view. Oh, come on!
Coming through!
Daddy's very fast!
Yes.
Yes, he is! And that little crew came past me. And then another bloke, I'm trying to keep up with him, but he looked more like us, you know, generationally and style-wise.
That's what I mean, you find your little crew to race against, so you find sort of similar
you're looking
similar types, yeah.
But he was definitely faster than me. It's quite a long way. Well, that's the other thing, is it's really good to key off other people in the parkrun, because, you know, someone who's quite far in front of you is only seconds in front of you.
Yes. Yeah.
So that guy, I mean, I didn't stand a chance, but I keyed off to him and tried to stay with him. I think he was only about 10 seconds ahead of me.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. You can cover a lot of ground in 10 seconds.
And anyway, pushchair guy and his mates, I think they're from a running club.
Yeah.
I heard them, like I said, I looked at my watch. I heard them on the line. Someone said, oh, did you make it? And someone said, no. I thought, oh, he's talking about sub 20. Must have been talking about this PB.
Yeah.
And then pushchair guy said, I think it's like 19 or something like that.
Nice.
What? Anyway, 1935.
Brilliant.
Parkrun PB.
Yeah, that's great.
Very exciting.
Lovely. Really exciting. PB by, what, 13? Is it 13 seconds?
No, I think I've done 42 in the past.
Right.
But it was a long time ago.
Yeah.
So it's definitely a comeback. It's a real PB.
Yeah, it's a real
comeback. It's a comeback PB. Thank you.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
Yeah, it was exciting. And it felt like you say, it came out of, you know, the main thing I'm doing at the moment is mileage, plus all other stretching and exercise. So it really came out of
just
being fit in general, you know.
It's amazing how swifty you can get without at the 5Ks without doing any real speed stuff.
Yeah.
You're just stronger. You've got more endurance.
Yes.
You can just pile it on more, and your body's getting more and more efficient at the act of running, more and more economical.
Yeah, yeah.
In ways that you can't really be rational about. It's just happening.
Yeah, that's right.
The more miles you run, it's happening,
you know. Tidying up your form.
Yeah. Totally.
Three things, really. A subconscious is tidying up your form. You're getting, like, really used to not deciding to not mind the effort, but actually not noticing effort.
Yeah.
And just hanging in there, you know.
You're just physically getting stronger and stronger.
Oh, and the other thing is, I really think, I'm sure this is true for a lot of people, but definitely a big thing for me is trying to find that almost hypocritical sense of not ever looking at a watch, but having a really good idea of how fast I'm going.
Yeah, that's
And I think that my...
You do get a sense of it.
Yeah, it's a sense of the gears
Yeah.
And
it's rare that you think you're really going fast and you check your watch and your watch tells you you aren't. Yeah. You tend to just know. You just feel it.
And also, you can put those two things together. I can kind of make the decision to go fast or be going fast. Of course, all of this is always listening to pumping music, you know.
Yeah.
I've got a special parkrun playlist.
Right.
I like on that rainy half in the northwest, I get to the gap between the songs, and literally, like it's happening to someone else.
Right.
I hear myself going, right. It's just, wow, I'm going really fast. Yeah, it's like someone else is doing it.
You're locked in, isn't it? The music's a huge part of it for you, isn't it? I forget that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
when it comes down to it, the thing I can't do is run with my own thoughts.
Right.
It's at least as good to be running with you and chatting away.
Yeah.
Particularly for distance, because
we just
cover miles
over.
Without noticing.
It takes over.
And ultimately, us, you're right, we should cross. Us, we've run, just to pick up on our little journey.
Our little ticket. We came ticket off the mission.
Came off the New River and crossed Upper Street into lovely Barnsbury. Mm, very nice.
Mm, very nice.
New Labour.
The world.
Don't mind.
Yep.
And
this can only get better.
Yeah, they're right about that. D-ream. Turned into an N nightmare. So parkrun PB. And that was actually five times four times two. I had to go down on the floor at the Comedy Store that Saturday night to get my fifth 4-minute plank of the week.
Which isn't at all strange behaviour.
No, no.
No, no, perfect.
The other
normal.
Comedians, they didn't even mock me or anything.
No.
No.
I can imagine it was full of support.
They were banging to it. And I myself thought, what a cool guy I am. But I had to do it, you know. Anyone's been listening to that. It really, that's gone from pipe dream to reality.
Yeah, that's great.
This spring.
That's really nice, yeah.
I went down to Brighton. It's Brighton Marathon this coming weekend. Oh, it's the season though, isn't it? It's all
it
happening
really
now.
It really is, yeah. A lot of people did Manchester.
Huge. And some other reports coming in from Vienna and Rotterdam.
Rotterdam,
could
be
Rotterdam or anywhere.
Yeah.
Manchester was massive.
It's obviously a fast course. We had the Heathsiders had a few there. Old Gavin, again, this mythical Gavin. He's 58 years old.
Yeah.
252. That's pretty swift,
that
isn't
is
it?
That is impressive, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
That's pretty swift.
And our friend Dave, unfortunately, he got quite heavily celebrated in the last episode last week, Dave Williams.
Yeah.
Interesting, because he's running Manchester and London.
Which he often does, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's doing the 3 weeks. So shows it can be done. Someone was asking about that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't really
recommend
tell anyone
really.
To do it, because it's...
Yeah.
I think particularly with not getting into the... I don't know about the physiology of it, but there's the secret recovery of a marathon, isn't there? The whole micro tears thing.
You definitely can't race two back-to-back like that.
No, no, one of them's going to have to be the training one.
Yeah.
Or the recovery one or whatever. But, so, and also Dave said to me, I'm not, because his PB is, he's a little bit on us.
Yeah.
And his PB is sub 310, 38, 39, something like that. And he said, no, I've been unfit and I'm coming back. I'm hoping to get sub 3:30.
Right.
And this is where we came up with this theme tune, which is Good for Age Dave.
Good for Age Dave.
Good for Age Dave. And anyway,
age Dave.
He went out there on Sunday.
Yeah.
Fell over.
Right.
3 miles in. Banged
over
his head
face.
And his knee.
Good for Age Dave.
Got back
on
up,
his
pressed
face.
On.
He got back up. And he pressed on.
His finish time was seconds under 3.5.
It was 4 seconds, wasn't it?
Yeah. Which just goes to show he must have seen that clock and thought, forget everything, I'm having that.
Yeah.
Which is wonderful. Go for it, Dave.
And that means that he's still good for Age Dave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm kind of half hoping.
Oh,
he's a little bit knocked up for London, because then we might see him. He won't just sail past us.
This is beautiful, isn't it?
This is lovely, isn't it?
White blossom.
Yeah, and we've got a little corner cut here, and there's a... I can't remember what this park's called, but we're... it's a lovely... it's just the shortcut between the two gates of the park, but it's turned into a little kind of country path, and the blossom trees are completely...
Very, very nice.
...giving it up, the old cherry blossom. It's like being
very
Japan.
Nice.
It even makes like sense of the greyness and the rain. It's very...
beautiful.
It's like being in Kyoto.
Yeah.
That's right, Kyoto, I said it.
Beautiful.
Some will say I got a photo of that.
The blossom.
Yeah, and he's not the only one. So many great reports coming in. People are running
Yeah.
like Billy out there.
Lincolnshire 10K.
Spring marathon.
A couple of big
season.
Comeback PBs, as it were, people who haven't been running or lost earlier form, getting back into it. Some people saying they've listened to us right through their training, which is lovely.
It is really nice.
That's what you want.
Yes, it's beautiful.
Thanks for letting us know if that's where you're at. Yeah, so I went down. I have come up with a new addendum to the 5x4x2, which is that you're allowed to not do a park run. Let's go to that crossing.
Right.
If you run 20 miles.
Yes.
So I went down to Brighton the Friday after that park run.
Yeah.
And did that run we did out over the hills.
Which is a
beautiful
run. And
then down to the sea.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Just, I mean, it was incredible. It was slightly hazy. There were no clouds. This huge green rolling South Downs and a blue sky above. It was a run for the ages. I was doing a long downhill, going a bit faster than I wanted to because the hill was kind of pulling me down, you know?
Yeah.
And I took the headphones out, and as you say that, I rarely do that, and listened to the skylark twittering away. And didn't see anyone. I didn't see anyone even in the distance, about 3-4 miles there.
Wow.
Oh. But, if I was ever doing that run again, you have to stick in a couple of miles at the beginning. We keep, because that's what happened when we went, I've forgotten it. You get to the end of it, or rather you get to Brighton, you get to the pier, and you're like, oh good, how far have we come? About 17.
Right.
Oh, I was up and down the front.
Yeah.
Went up to Hove and came back.
Right, yeah.
19. Yeah. Went back to the pier and came back. The second my little counter hit 20, I stopped.
That
last few miles left here.
That can get a bit torturous.
That was really bad. And I thought, wow, if we're running, we're talking about, you know, not doing London at pace. And I did that. Most of that was sort of 9.5-minute miles, slowing to kind of 10-minute miles.
Yeah.
And I was pulling everything to get to 20. I thought, well, if that's the case, and we were going 26, that's another hour.
Yes.
Another hour of going, oh, just a bit further. Oh, my God. So that really was a wake-up call.
Yeah. Except you know the route.
Yeah.
You know where you're going on.
Absolutely. That was ultimately a few days later I realised that.
Yeah.
That next time I do a 20-mile training run in Brighton, you make sure you know where the end is going to be.
Yeah.
And when you get to what is 15, 16 miles, and you're assuming is 17, 18 miles, and you think you could have a carb gel, have one.
Right.
Don't go, oh, I'll be all right now. You know, it's so
easy
with the fueling to get to that point where you go, oh, don't
to underestimate how much you need it. Yeah.
Yeah. So I did that. I acted on all that. But this Saturday, bring it up today, I went out and, because that was the other thing, I thought, well, if on the day we're going to be running for another hour, and these are all training runs, I'm just building up the mileage, what I really need to do is get out and run 23.
Which is what you did.
Yeah.
It
was a depressing thought, but the run was amazing, really good. I thought I'd tie together. I did exactly that thing of adding in the miles early on.
Yeah.
I did a 7-miler for my house and added in an extra loop of Clissold Park, which is exactly a mile.
Right.
So that's 8, right? And then I did, went back home, said hello, drank a pint of water.
Yeah.
Went out again, pretending to myself that I was going out for the first time. Did the run east, which is like 7.75.
Right.
So just a little bit shorter, getting me to push in 16. Went back in. Around 14 I had a carb gel and I didn't think about whether I wanted it, I just had it, you know.
Just practicing for the day, sort of.
Yeah, just fueling.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter what it takes, I just got it down like medicine, I didn't taste it or anything, you know. And then as that was hitting, I went home, drank water, said hello, went out again, went up and down the Parkland Walk, which of course means you turn back and it's just slightly downhill that whole last 3 miles.
Yeah.
And also my wonderful wife saved her run till late afternoon, and she met me in the park, and we ran in together.
That's really nice.
It was excellent. Because I had to slow right down.
That's really nice.
Yeah, it was really good. So, I mean, it was amazing. I've never done a 23-mile training run before. And that's it. You know, I'm a park run off the marathon now.
That's great.
And I wasn't tired, you know.
Yeah.
The end of that over the hills one in Brighton, I was really broken. It's like
feeling all cold and weak, you know, like you do when you put it all out there. But on Saturday, I just thought, oh yeah, that was good. Did my stretches, had my dinner, went out and did some gigs. And I didn't slow down. There was no let up in pace at all. I was running, averaging sort of 8:50 something miles. So I managed to start that slow,
yeah,
not too fast, but equally just stayed with it. Let's go up here. We've just got to Granary Square, based in King's Cross. So yeah, our training, we're not on the same pace training wise, are we?
No, we're a radically different pages, but I hope to get a good couple of weeks. That's my hope. So this is, where are we coming into King's Cross then?
Yeah, yeah. This is the nice new bit where they've got a new Cold Drops yard over here.
All right.
Have all the art exhibitions here. They've got these fountains. Great in the summer for the little kids to kind of paddle in. You often see the parents despairing of how wet their kids are getting because they weren't expecting them to be
right
turning about in fountains. So, apart from that trip away just before, have you got any... You at home? It's the Easter holidays. What's your schedule?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just at home now.
Yeah.
So it's time to get a bit fit, hopefully.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. That's the idea.
And what's your longest recent run?
I haven't done one since we did that long 16 and a half, 17. I've done 1:17 and a 16 and a half, so I'm going to have to do... The plan is to do a 20.
Yep.
At the weekend. And that's it.
Yeah.
And then start to chill.
Yeah, good.
But just running most days, stretching.
Yeah.
Just getting into it. Just a couple of 40, 45 miles weeks. Just to get my... Just get training up.
And momentarily, we are on so many pages in that I'm definitely in the taper now, but it has to be a taper.
Yeah.
You know, my instinct after that long run is to just stop.
Right.
You know, it's like, no, keep running. I did did a 50-mile week and a 51-mile week.
Right.
So I really want this week to push 40.
Yeah.
And then
just pull
and then,
right
and
off.
Like a normal week next week and then nothing week the week after that.
So where are you getting the tickets from?
Just inside the station.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, so we're just running down. There's a lovely swing in a birdcage here, boy, if you want to spend the time.
Oh, that'll be great, yeah.
Well, you could have a little swing, couldn't you?
I'll do that, yeah.
Unless you want to do kids drop off, this is an opportunity.
Well, it's free now, isn't it?
Is it?
Apparently, yes.
Oh, well, we should both go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Take our fair share.
Yeah. All right, we'll have a little break.
Oh, there's kids on the swing. Damn it. Selfish. Yeah, we'll get. There's the birdcage. And I'll just be a moment.
One-800-Flowers.com is more than your birthday, anniversary, or just because gift-giving destination. We put our hearts into everything we do to help you celebrate all life's special occasions with friends and family. From our farmers and bakers, florists and makers, everything from 1-800-Flowers is made with love every step of the way. Because we know that nothing is more important than delivering a smile. To learn more, visit 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST. That's 1-800-Flowers.com/ACAST.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Tickets purchased. Job done.
Yeah, did it.
We're off.
Got them.
Nice one. Second
we're off now,
of the run.
And that means the Deerings are off.
We're off.
North to the lakes and up the mountains.
Very, very nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it.
Yeah.
Get away to the lakes. I've had a decent week's training, but it was slightly interrupted by wedding shenanigans at the weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
My mate got married. The guy who I went up for the Burton Stag Night, where I bailed after like an hour and went to bed to watch Match of the
Day. I suppose you felt like you had to commit to the actual event.
Well, I did commit, and it's interesting you say that because it is a decision, isn't it? Because it's a days long event.
Yeah, yeah.
You meet before the wedding at like one. There's a few drinks before then, bit of Dutch courage for him for the wedding.
Then someone's got that, they've got material that, haven't they, about the drinking. The level of drinking you need to commit to.
To commit to a lifelong.
Trying to explain it to like an American.
A lifelong endeavour. It's like we've got so much faith in this relationship, we have to literally testify before God in order to give it half a chance. But having said that, it was a civil ceremony at Hackney Town Hall.
Yeah.
And it was tastefully.
Was it civil or did everyone fall out?
No, it was lovely. It was lovely. It was really nice. We had the classic pause before the bride arrives. You know, that's embedded within the structure of the wedding, isn't it? Just to watch the groom squirm for a little bit.
That's a bit where if it's you've been framed, you'd be wanting to see him faint.
Yeah.
Or sometimes it's the celebrant who faints. I always think that's a nice change.
Yes. Yeah. Such is the pressure. But it was lovely. And in terms of like the commitment to it, so we got to the venue about 6.
Yeah.
Started drinking. A couple of mates left at 10.
Yeah.
And I totally get that. I totally understand. But I girded my loins and went. I went large. I went long.
You girded your loins and went large? Yeah. I don't think that's two metaphors to mix.
I girded my large loins and went. No, I...
What did the vegan see?
I remember this, that
I messaged you and said, I ran 23 miles, felt great. And you messaged me back, sent a text that was sent, I think, a little after 3.
Yeah.
Which said, I'm smashed, I haven't done more.
You're so far ahead of me in training, I'm absolutely smashed, and the furthest I've run this week is 7 miles.
So when they went home at 10, you were girded, loin girded for another several hours.
Yeah, it went till about... He reached that stage where everyone was just kind of leaning on each other in the middle of the dance on a kind of amorphous scrum.
Yeah, yeah.
It was good fun, but I did have...
You danced in a circle.
We ended up dancing in a circle.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
which was really good fun.
Yeah.
And it was one of those circles where when you got into the middle of it, there was no self-consciousness at all or inhibition.
Yeah. Just rushing dancing, just dropping a crouch.
Just everyone just going for everything, for every move.
Like that bit in Airplane. Remember seeing an Airplane where they do, it's like a spoof of Saturday Night Fever, but they do all the Russian dancing, flying around in the air and stuff.
Well, there was a little bit of a, to see Did, who's now 50, and packing more than a few pounds, attempting to break dance was a sight to behold. I mean, the windmill or whatever the moves are.
Our old friend Greg, he was the one who'd always do a back flip.
At
our wedding, which is, you know, he wasn't that old then, because that's 15 years ago now. But he's got a bad wrist. But instead of not doing the back flip, he just did a back flip onto his kind of inverted hand.
Right.
Okay. Which isn't nearly so cool a move. It's quite impressive in a frightening
it's
way.
It's an amazing thing to attempt and achieve. But I did have possibly one of the most embarrassing moments of maybe at least the last few years. I mean, I'm right up there. It had reached a stage of the evening where it was getting a bit physically sort of boisterous in the dance zone. People have known each other for years, just sort of throwing each other about.
Everyone's loins were girded, weren't they?
Everyone's large loins girded. The kids had vacated the area, you know, in fear. And it was left to the adults to take over.
You dropped the kids off.
Interesting in terms of dropping the kids off at the party. The toilets were... They were very open. And it was one of those where everyone could hear everything.
I've got to say...
In the toilets.
At this stage of the party, are you sure they were toilets?
No. They were... It was Hackney, so it was shared toilets.
Yeah.
And, there's no getting around it. I had to go to a pub down the road to drop the kids off in privacy.
Right.
Because it was one of those where everyone
toilets
was waiting.
Pubs are always such a treat.
Well, everyone was waiting outside the wafer-thin bodied cubicles.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can't relax in that environment.
No, no. You don't want to say, hey, yeah, really enjoyed the ceremony.
Doink. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'd leave that 10 minutes, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Just let it settle. So I...
Yesterday morning, my son, on holiday, right, sleeping quite late.
Yeah.
But it was like we were haunted by a... because he hadn't got up.
Right.
And yet... I went to the bathroom upstairs and someone had been.
Really?
I think he got out of bed.
In the middle of the night.
Crawled to the bathroom.
Undercover.
Made his morning happening happen.
Undercover.
And then snuck back, possibly without even opening his eyes.
Undercover of
From
darkness.
From the way that he left the bathroom, it wasn't like he'd opened his eyes.
We have found le phantom pooper.
So, you're still on it. You're
still
partying.
On it. Having fun, having a laugh.
At a point where you think you'd be beyond embarrassment, and yet...
Yeah, decided to... hoist a dear friend upon my shoulder in a kind of fireman's lift, in a kind of flamboyant, one-armed lift, old Susie Cooper, wife of Paul, a dear friend, onto my shoulders.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A sort of act of bravado.
How
fun.
Complicit was Susie Cooper?
Oh, no, she was. I would suggest she was fine with it. I would suggest she was okay with the idea. I think she saw its absurdity, but bearing in mind she was wearing a flat cap at the time, and she
was
well out
of... You just ran past her with a flat cap.
She was well out of her own normal modes of behaviour had blended.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Boundaries had dissolved.
Yeah, but consent is still important, isn't it?
Yeah, she was fine.
She was fine with it.
She was totally
You'd suggest
fine.
She was fine with it.
And,
so you hoisted Susie Cooper.
Well, no.
Good
well,
so far.
That's a problem.
Oh.
I tried to. I knelt down... in front of it, lifted. I got her about halfway up. I don't know whether it was just pure drunkenness or whatever. Basically, I couldn't lift her and ended up falling to the ground.
So when you were sitting there in front of her, was she supposed to be like on your shoulders, one leg either side?
No. Just both two legs over one shoulder.
Yeah, I'd like
just
a fireman's whoosh, lift, like, say, yeah.
Like a proper classic
go,
fireman's
yeah.
lift by a strong, sturdy fireman. not by a hernia-raddled, drunken. And... it's just quite embarrassing. It's just quite... I mean, to do that to someone, if it works, is great, but if it doesn't work,
so did you
it's
both,
really quite shocking.
Did you both completely wipe out?
We both just fell to the ground. I mean, thankfully, it wasn't near a wall or some kind of hard surface. And Susie immediately forgave me, whereupon I said, I just realised I just didn't have the strength. which... if anything, compounded the embarrassment.
You basically blamed her.
So I'll be training...
Sorry, you'd be lighter.
I'll be... Yeah, you put a bit on her. I'll be
underwear potatoes.
I'll be training hard for the next social event.
It's a
powerlifting scenario.
Yeah, you could have won yourself 250 quid there.
Yeah,
I can just see that you've been framed hubris.
Absolutely.
That kind of, well, this will be fine.
Made.
You know, as someone runs across a trestle table.
But I was chatting to Julie yesterday, and she said some bloke tried to do that to her at Christmas, and he fell over as well.
Yeah.
But Julie's big. I mean, she's quite big. Quite a bigger. She's like, I don't know what he's trying to lift me on his shoulder. Just didn't work. This basically seems to be some sort of movement of blokes attempting to lift women when they're not trained to do so.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe we should swap that, and on April the 28th, 40,000 people should go into central London.
Start lifting me
up. Tend to lift a woman.
Yeah.
Of their acquaintance,
yeah.
Who is only nominally signed up to the health situation.
Yeah, the... But it was a laugh. Anyway.
I'm lifting my mate up on my shoulders now.
No, oops, no, oh, there
we're
we are.
We're falling on left, we're going to get bruised.
So that was that, and that was
great.
Sort of a signal to go, almost.
I can.
But I stayed for another half hour swallowing my chest.
Just apologising.
Yeah, it was
doing your
it was a little bit hard to come back from.
It makes you think of, you know when people trip... and then the centre balance is in front of them.
Yes.
And they keep running for a while.
Yes, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And yet...
whilst knowing they're going to fall.
They're never coming back up.
Yes, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I saw an older lady do that on the South Bank once. And, you know, she was fine. It was okay.
Yes.
But she'd have been visiting London. She was by the London Eye.
Right.
And she looked like a kind of, you know, almost like an older lady from a sitcom. Bit of a sort of Mrs. Doyle kind of scenario.
Right.
And she just caught the edge of a paving slab... and she just ran. She ran so far,
yeah,
trying to get her centre of balance back up, yeah, underneath herself, but just in that kind of hunch. And yes, then eventually just wiped out.
Well, just no, yeah.
And I felt simply... No, it's the funniest thing I've ever seen. It was fantastic.
And whereupon she turned upon her heels and just left London forever. Yes. That was it.
That's right.
There's no coming back.
And my mate Tom, who did that in an improvisation, he ran out of the improv. He just got a big laugh. And yeah, he ran out of the scene, like, right, in this hunch I'm doing. And yeah, he just ran all the way across this huge drama studio we were in.
Right, yeah.
And he just ran all the way to the wall.
Yeah.
And straight into it. And we laughed. It was like, oh, what's the funniest thing I've ever seen? And then he's saying after us, he's like, yeah, actually, there was nothing I could do about that. That was me falling over. And what's more, I've really hurt myself.
Yes.
At which point we attempted to stop laughing.
It's often the moments when you're in the most pain that people find most amusing.
Yeah, yeah.
So that was good fun. It was nice. It was a proper old do.
You have got to watch that back now.
I'm gonna laugh.
So, this is what was about to happen last time we went out. Has Bonnie come home?
Yeah, Bonnie returned, which is lovely.
Excellent.
I went to pick her up the other morning. It was about 10 to 6. Quite a sharp start.
Yeah.
And,
10 to 6, you were there?
Yeah, yeah, 10
so
to 6.
So what time did you leave home?
I left home about half, about 5-ish, I suppose, about 4 to 5. And she was... There was tears. There was tears on both sides.
Yeah.
It was just lovely to see her again.
He just hoisted her up.
Yeah, just hoisted her up and immediately fell over.
So good to have you, blat!
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There we go, love, just pick you up. Not a problem. And, yeah, I think it'll be a while before she travels again.
So she didn't... She split the difference. She didn't do a full-time away, but she kind of...
Yeah, she did 2 months.
Yeah, yeah.
She just didn't bother going to Cambodia and Vietnam at the end.
Yeah.
So she more than... You know, she's been away. She's come back, and, like, 4 or 5 days later, it's already a bit of a drain, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Once you've got round to the idea that she's back, it's now just a kind of... Wallet's draining.
Yeah, when you're going away again.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's great to have her back. She had a birthday the other day.
Oh.
Lovely. It's brilliant to get them back.
Brilliant.
Some people just like travelling and exploring, and some people don't. And I think she might be. She likes a long holiday, but there is a difference, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And she's quite a. The word's coming to my mouth, a control freak, but I don't mean that. I mean, she's a very common sense person.
Yeah, she's a
head screwed on type.
Yeah, head screwed on. She knows what she's doing. She does like to control stuff. And the travelling thing, there's a lot of hanging around, kind of waiting. And some people are good with that, and some aren't. And she's just... That's not her thing.
Well, sometimes people can kind of unlock and just live it.
Yes, but, absolutely.
But equally, that often means that's because there's someone else in their party who's doing all the worrying for them.
Yes. No, you're right. You're right, actually, yeah. Someone has to be the sort of anchor of, like, where are we actually going to go? What are we actually going to do?
Yeah. The Deerings have been watching Race Across the World.
Oh, yeah.
Which is an excellent show where they've got to get from London to Singapore.
Right.
Without using mobiles or the internet, and without using planes. They're going to do it in with the amount of money a plane ticket would cost.
It's a funny place to go to Singapore, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's just because it's on the other side.
Right, okay, yeah, yeah.
I think they probably would... I reckon the producers would want to send them the other side of... the other end of China or the other end of Russia, but
right,
it can be a bit difficult going into those places.
Yeah, of course.
It's quite disappointing end to Joanna Lumley's Silk Road.
Right.
She got to China and said, "They're not letting us in." Goodbye.
That's funny.
But this Race Across the World was great. It was a really good balance of proper TV, Jeopardy, reality race, but kind of fairly natural time along the way to experience cultures and do different things.
Right.
And they're all different. There's always 2 people, but there's like an old couple and a father and son and younger pairs of friends. It's real top-notch family viewing, Paul.
Looks good, man.
You know, we all sit down together and enjoy it.
I'll have to give that a look, yeah.
With John Hannah doing the voiceover.
All right, yeah.
That means they've only got 10% of their budget left.
What are the family going to do? How's it good? How's your body feeling? Feeling all right?
Yeah, the only thing...
You're cooking with gas.
After the weekend is my right knee. Right. It's not injured, it's just really complaining.
Right.
Much of that is driving as much as long running.
You've had to do a bit of driving again?
Yeah, I hired a car to do this gig in there. I hire... Yeah. Thank you, Marshall.
Thank you, Marshall. It's nice to get, isn't it?
That's great. Really good. Just in case you didn't hear that, there was a couple. We said hello to them, but then they recognised us and the fella called back, "Thank you, Marshall!" Which was glorious. Very exciting.
It's at moments like that, Rob, you get a sense of the community. Isn't it?
That's right.
That's how you feel. It's a community
endeavour. Makes you want to pick them up.
Yeah, we're running. Yeah, makes you want to pick them up and drop them simultaneously.
Hey, I'd like to apologise. I shut your dog's head in the door the other day. Is it okay?
Oh, yeah, he's fine. She's fine. It's hard to tell the difference, to be honest.
Right.
With the various lunatic activities. You spent all day yesterday chasing birds.
Chasing and rainbows.
And catching birds.
Oh!
Which is
no, incredible. They're not supposed to catch them.
No, it makes me wonder what was wrong with the birds, because I've often seen a sprint off into the middle of a field chasing a flock of birds resting and they just fly off.
Yes.
That happens a lot.
It's that is a special move that birds have, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's almost a symbol of utter futility as she launches off yet again.
Yes.
And then yesterday...
Same with ambulances.
Yesterday she ended up catching three birds.
Ooh!
Which makes me think...
Hat-trick!
What's wrong with these birds?
Yeah.
Utterly... I don't know whether they're injured already.
That's
or
it. It's just like Susie, just blame the victim.
Yeah. Yeah. So I picked the birds up. I flipped them on my shoulder.
You idiot!
No, I just don't know what... Presumably... I don't know. Were they unaware that they have the facility of flight? Was that part of the problem?
It's possible. I mean, birds...
temporary amnesia.
That's the yin and yang of birds.
In the bird department.
They are able to fly.
Yes.
But they are not all that smart.
Yeah, that's the thing. Well, these three obviously weren't.
So what did they... Were they killed? Were they... Well, you know, cat thing. My only experience with this is staying in a house where the cat brings in the dead and half-dead to impress you. Look what I got!
Yeah, and they kind of drop it in front of you with a little look.
Yeah, yeah.
As, no, she just came into the back from the garden three times with a dead bird in her mouth.
Great.
No idea what had happened.
Superb.
And it really upsets Rachel.
Yep.
And, you know, that's my department, that.
Sort out
the depositing of the dead birds.
Dispose of birds.
Yeah.
Have you got bird recycling?
Get the kitchen tissue out. Cradle the dead bird in the tissue before showing the wife to her horror yet again the dead bird.
Yeah, yeah. Because, like you say, she really enjoys that.
Just to emphasise the death of the bird.
And you just get the kitchen tissue reminded me of... In that house we stayed in with the cat and the occasional delivery of mice in general, which is good, you know. Cats are supposed to get the mice right anyway. There's a dead mouse under the bed. We're actually playing hide and seek.
Right.
And the daughter is under. So, oh, come out from there. I've got to clear that up. Got a big kitchen towel on this mouse.
Yeah.
And I went to pick it up and it just broke up into 1,000 little maggots.
No.
No, wriggling.
Oh,
my shoulders. I can't do it.
Thank you, Marshall. Thank you. So this has been a nice little run, actually.
It's really nice.
Yeah.
I just wanted to... Do you think... This is something that we got onto in last week's Lost.
Yeah.
I wonder what to do next. I wonder what to expect from from the marathon after the marathon.
Yeah.
Oh, I signed up for the Manchester Half Marathon.
Oh, that'll be good.
I'll tell you that.
That'll
that's
be
on May the 19th.
Yeah, that's a really good one to have a go at.
Yeah,
you want to go for a quick time there, hopefully.
I want to get a 10K, and I don't know what 10K where.
Yeah.
But I haven't done one for a long time. We've hardly ever done 10Ks.
No, a 10K would be good for you. And with the way you're smashing the 5K PBs at the moment, there's no reason why you shouldn't maybe pick up a... What's your 10K PB?
Oh, it's 41.59. And that's...
I reckon that's within
your
range.
It was quite a hilly, difficult one. And quite, you know, I think I've only done two or three.
I think that's...
Well, I've done more because of Crouch End, but Crouch End doesn't count.
No, that's a really tough that's a really tough one.
Sorry, Crouch End.
I reckon that's within your range at the moment.
And do you think that it's reasonable to do a fast park run on Saturday before the London Marathon?
Yes.
Yeah,
I'm gonna do that. Absolutely do. I think, if anything, there can be... It's really good because you've started your taper, your legs are a bit fresher.
Yes.
And you might find yourself with a nice surprise, possibly.
Yeah, well.
Maybe. I mean, no pressure on it, but do you know what I mean? It's just good. It's just a good training thing to do.
Yeah, that's right. No pressure. There isn't any pressure because I've got my PB. Did I mention I've got my PB?
There's no pressure because you've got
my PB. Did I mention?
So listen, get in touch. We're going to do PBs next week.
Yeah, you've got like a billion, so we're putting them all together in the big run. But there's so many. You've been absolutely fantastic. Keep us... Everyone done everything, haven't they? Vienna and Rotterdam.
Yeah, it's brilliant. And loads of PBs coming in from Manchester.
Manchester
as well.
And there'll be Brighton coming up.
Oh, it's the season.
Tis the season.
It's the Manchester season. It's the spring marathon season, so get in touch. And we really like all the photos of you wearing your T-shirts and all the news of all the events.
Oh, and it's by lovely. The way, that's the last thing we're going to mention this. A couple of people said, oh, we should do a thank you Marshall top. You might not have pored over the pictures enough, but the merch Running Commentary high-end New Balance running tops do have a thank you Marshall
It already
feature.
Has that feature. So
hashtag...
So thank you, Marshall.
Thank you, Marshall.
Thank you, Marshall.
Yeah. For all your Marshall thank you needs. Running
with Paul Tomkinson and Rob Deering.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.